Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Filing of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. President Draupadi Murmu dedicates India's first homegrown CAR T-cell therapy to the nation at IIT Bombay. Strategic Forces Command and DRDO conduct flight test of new generation ballistic missile Agni Prime off Odisha coast. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to face Punjab Kings in Ahmedabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Today is the last day to submit nominations for the Lok Sabha elections second phase. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. He highlighted some of the major achievements of the current government. India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole.
आज का भारत दुनिया को दिशा दिखाता है अब दुनिया देख रही है कि केवल 10 वर्षों में भारत की साख और भारत की हैसियत आज कैसे बढ़ी है आज भारत दुनिया की पांचवी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बन चुका है चंद्रमा के जिस कोने पर कोई नहीं पहुंचा था वहां हमारा चंद्रयान
Under the BJP-led NDA government, India has started hitting back at those supporting and indulging in terror activities, reviving the ancient glory of the Magadha Empire. Mr. Modi claimed that when the Congress was in power, terrorists from small countries struggling for wheat supplies could strike at will. He made a mention of the Land for Jobs scam, in which RJD President Lalu Prasad is named as an accused. Mr. Modi said that NDA has strengthened the country in the last 10 years, but during Congress tenure, the global image of India was as fragile country. PM Modi further highlighted his government's effort of vaccinating over 2 crore milking animals.
हमने पशुधन की भी रक्षा करने का तय किया। केंद्र सरकार ने बिहार के करीब 2 करोड़ पशुओं को खुरपका मुंहपका जैसी बीमारियों से बचाने के लिए मुफ्त में टीकाकरण का अभियान चलाया आपको कोविड के समय मुफ्त में जो मोदी ने टीका दिया वो तो याद है मोदी पशुओं को भी टीका मुफ्त में लगा रहा है
The Prime Minister claimed that his government has fulfilled the 500 years old dream of devotees by completing the Holy Ram Temple in Ayodhya. Mr. Modi was canvassing for Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas nominee Arun Bharti. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting and senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur addressed the party supporters in Bengaluru today as part of a rally by Bengaluru South BJP candidate Tejaswi Surya, who filed his nomination today. In his address, Union Minister Anurag Thakur charged that under the one-year rule of Congress, Bengaluru is facing an acute shortage of water. The city, he noted, is the second highest tax-generating city after Mumbai, and it is now facing water scarcity. He highlighted some of the major achievements of the current government.
मोदी सरकार में गरीब कल्याण हुआ है 25 करोड़ गरीबी रेखाओं से बाहर आए हैं देश में सब तरफ सड़क रेल एयरपोर्ट और हर तरह की स्वास्थ्य लेके शिक्षा की सुविधाएं मिली, जो 60 साल में कांग्रेस नहीं कर पाई वो 10 साल में मोदी सरकार ने करके दिया है। और आज हम कह सकते हैं कांग्रेस के समय लड़खड़ाती चरमराती अर्थव्यवस्था थी, आज दुनिया की पांचवी बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था है। जो देश भ्रष्टाचार में डूबा था आज ईमानदारी से सरकार चल रही है।
He also said that Modi means maker of a developed India. Anurag Thakur reeled out the data on the development projects accomplished by the central government in the last 10 years. He highlighted that the fragile five economy before 2014 is today the fifth largest economy. The BJP today hit out at Congress leader Randeep Surjewala for his alleged derogatory remark against party MP Hema Malini. Briefing the media in New Delhi, the party's spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that this is a new low to disrespect and demean the dignity of women in Indian politics by the Congress party.
This is a new low to disrespect and demean the dignity of women in the Indian politics by the Congress party. हमारी शब्दावली है नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम और उनकी शब्दावली है ये। दिस इज नॉट जस्ट अ मियर एंड आइसोलेटेड स्टेटमेंट बाय अ कांग्रेस लीडर बट ए स्ट्रक्चर्ड एंड वेल थॉट ऑफ रिगार्डिंग द डिग्निटी ऑफ द वुमेन।
Meanwhile, Congress leader Randeep Surjewala clarified that he never intended to insult or hurt the actor turned politician Hema Malini. Have you ever thought how difficult it can be for senior citizens and people with disabilities to go to the voting booth and cast their votes? Standing in long lines and dealing with hot weather can be really tough. So what are the options available to them? In a step towards ensuring an inclusive democracy, the Election Commission of India has unveiled the Vote From Home initiative for senior citizens and persons with disability. A report.
With an estimated 82 lakh senior citizens and over 88 lakh persons with disability gearing up to cast their votes, the Vote From Home ensures that no citizen is left behind in the electoral process. The Vote From Home provision is available to voters above 85 years and persons with disability with a benchmark disability of 40% or more. A dedicated polling team comprising two election commission officials, a videographer and security personnel will visit eligible voters' homes to facilitate the voting process. In tandem with this initiative, the Election Commission is promoting the Saksham app, designed to empower persons with disability in the electoral process. The user-friendly app offers features such as voter registration assistance, polling station location services, and voting guidance. With Vote From Home and the Saksham app, every voter can contribute to the democratic process. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our special series of state profiles for the upcoming assembly elections, today we are presenting you the state of Maharashtra. The Eastern Vidarbh will go to polls on the 16th of this month. Nagpur, which is the sub-capital of the state, is also gearing up for this electoral exercise. We have more from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will try to seek the consecutive third term as MP in the lower house of parliament from Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency. He faces the main contest from the Congress party candidate and sitting MLA from West Nagpur, Vikas Thackeray. Nagpur constituency comprises of six assembly constituencies, which include Nagpur Southwest, Nagpur South, Nagpur Central, Nagpur West and Nagpur North. The Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency also includes the assembly constituency of the present Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis from the BJP. Nagpur city has over 22 lakh voters, which includes over 11 lakh male voters and 11 lakh female voters. The city also has over 200 transgender voters. The district election machinery has planned over 2000 polling booths, of which 12 polling booths will be exclusively operated by women. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashvani. The Election Commission of India, or ECI, has denounced the misleading assertion made in messages circulating on the social media platform WhatsApp, which purports that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, the ECI said that eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through postal ballot at a designated voter facilitation center. The commission has urged the people to beware and not pay attention to these misleading and fake messages. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today took oath as Rajya Sabha MPs. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to them. 12 other newly elected Rajya Sabha MPs also took oath. They include R.P.N. Singh of BJP, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU and Ajay Makan of Congress. Congress spokesperson Gaurav Vallabh today joined the BJP. He has resigned from all of the party's posts this morning. He was inducted into the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawre. Former Bihar Congress President Anil Sharma also joined the BJP on this occasion. President of India Draupadi Murmu today dedicated to the nation India's first indigenously made in India CAR T therapy at the Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay, in Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, the President Srimati Murmu said that the treatment CAR T cell therapy, which is accessible and affordable, provides a new hope for the whole of humankind. She expressed hope that India's first gene therapy will be successful in giving new lives to countless patients.
When I learned about the new therapy being launched today, I was pleasantly surprised because IIT Bombay is renowned not only in India but across the world as a model of technology education. Here, in this technology is not only being put in the service of humanity, but partnership have been with an eminent institution from another field as well as with industry.
Agni Prime missile has been successfully flight-tested in Odisha yesterday. The flight test was conducted by Strategic Forces Command along with Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, new generation ballistic missile Agni Prime met all the trial objectives, validating its reliable performance. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, Strategic Forces Command and the Armed Forces for the successful test. The National Security Advisor, Ajit Doval, has called for shunning double standards in combating the menace of terrorism. He said perpetrators of terrorism should be effectively and expeditiously dealt with, including those involved in cross-border terrorist activities. Mr. Doval was addressing a security conclave of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, in Astana, Kazakhstan yesterday. Mr. Doval also raised the issue of the continued threat posed by various terror groups. On to sports. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Punjab Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at Vishakhapatnam. In table tennis, the WTT Fida Varazdin 2024 event is set to begin in Croatia today. The competition will feature prominent Indian players such as Satya Gyanashekharan and Manika Batra, among others. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. President Draupadi Murmu dedicates India's first homegrown CAR T cell therapy to the nation at IIT Bombay. Strategic Forces Command and DRDO conduct flight test of new generation ballistic missile Agni Prime off Odisha coast. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to face Punjab Kings in Ahmedabad this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.com and NewsOnEIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.